USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Both Pete Buttigieg and Bernie Sanders are topping Monday's Iowa caucus after days of waiting. On CNN town halls, both are declaring victory.
Well, it's fantastic news to hear that we won.
We ended up winning the popular vote by 6,000.
It's estimated both candidates have amassed the same amount of national delegates, 10 each. Elizabeth Warren got 6 delegates. The candidates have now moved on to New Hampshire, which will hold its primary on Tuesday. The governor of Virginia has declared a state of emergency as heavy rain and extreme flooding continue in the southeast. Governor Ralph Northam says more than 500 people in the southwestern part of the state have been displaced by flooding and need to be rescued from their homes. At least 4 people have been killed, with deaths in Alabama, South Carolina, North Carolina, and Tennessee. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
Several more U.S. government chartered evacuation flights are departing Wuhan, China, where the coronavirus originated. About 250 American evacuees will arrive in San Antonio, Texas, 70 more arriving in Omaha, Nebraska. The death toll has risen to 638, all but 2 of them in China. Wuhan has begun converting gyms and convention centers into temporary hospitals to care for patients with mild symptoms. Researchers at the U.S. National Institutes of Health say they've engineered a key ingredient for a vaccine and hope to begin testing it in April. Turkish officials say that 3 people died and 179 people were injured when a Pegasus aircraft slid off the runway at Istanbul's airport on Wednesday before the fuselage broke into 3 pieces and caught fire. Turkey now says that the airplane overshot the runway. An investigation is trying to determine why that happened. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The 21-year-old man accused of killing 22 people in a shooting at an El Paso, Texas Walmart was charged with federal hate crimes on Thursday. The grand jury indictment charges Patrick Crucis with 90 federal charges. It says he bought a semi-automatic rifle and 1,000 rounds of hollow point ammunition online in June of 2019. It also says he wrote a document ahead of the shooting that states the attack was, quote, a response to the Hispanic invasion of Texas. The charges carry a sentence of the death penalty or life in prison. In September, a grand jury in El Paso indicted him on charges of capital murder. The Gallup survey reports the satisfaction level that Americans have had with their personal life is at its highest level in 4 decades. USA's John Clemens has more.
9 in 10 Americans are satisfied with the way things are going in their lives. That's part of the findings in Gallup's Mood of the Nation poll that was taken in early January. The survey found high-income households, members of the Republican Party, and married adults expressed the most satisfaction. Lower-income Americans, Democrats, and those who are not married reported a more tepid satisfaction level. The historical low was 73% in July of 1979 as the effects of the oil crisis took a toll. With USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.